Iraqi government forces have swiftly captured the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk. The military quickly gained control of the city and nearby lucrative oil fields just 3 weeks after the Kurds held an independence referendum. It's a stinging defeat for the Kurdish Peshmerga, who are warning Baghdad would be made to pay a heavy price for triggering what it's called a war on the Kurdistan people. Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil reports.
Iraq's military units took control of the city's government headquarters, nearby gas and oil fields, and a state-owned oil company office. Baghdad said the Kurdish Peshmerga forces had withdrawn without fighting, but several clashes were witnessed south of Kirkuk. This Kurdish Peshmerga field commander said his unit had suffered losses.
I don't know what's happening exactly because we've been in the fight since 4 a.m. We've suffered casualties, including martyrs.
Many Kurdish residents of the ethnically mixed city looked on in anger and fear as the government-backed Hashd al-Shaabi Shiite militias advanced, while thousands of other Kurdish families got into their vehicles and fled. This Kurdish resident said he was volunteering to try to defend Kirkuk.
We are looking at this situation and we are seeing a sectarian fight here. It has nothing to do with the issue of oil. It is Iran who is involved again in the Shiite militias.
In another part of the city, Iraqi soldiers were cheered and welcomed by ethnic Turkmen and Sunni Arabs who had resented Kurdish rule. These Iraqi troops enthusiastically tore down a Kurdish flag.
A bit of a stinging defeat, really, for the Kurds, for Masoud Barzani, who held this referendum last month, and it was a big moment for Kurdistan. And now you're seeing them having this quite humiliating retreat from Kirkuk.
Loveday Morris has been covering Iraq for the Washington Post newspaper.
There's a lot of shock, a lot of disappointment, especially people were really sort of riding high off this referendum. And now you have Kurds en masse fleeing Kirkuk. The roads are just chock-a-block out of the city today.
A spokesperson for the US-led coalition tried to play down the violence, bizarrely labelling the assault just a misunderstanding, while a US embassy official in Baghdad said the US supports the peaceful reassertion of federal authority in all disputed areas. Loveday Morris again.
The Kurdish government, I think, feels quite betrayed by the US. I think the Kurdish government really thought that they could maybe bank a little bit more on the US to have some mediation role. But actually, the U.S. seems to be standing aside. So, yeah, the Kurds are pointing out the hypocrisy of the U.S. saying they want to curb Iranian influence and them just basically standing aside as Iran-backed militias walk into Kirkuk.
This is Sophie McNeil reporting for AM.